One priority for Alabama Republicans this legislative session is getting rid of the state's concealed carry permit. A measure to do that made it through a divided House committee this week. The proposal is drawing sharp divisions between law enforcement and gun rights groups. That's where we start this week's legislative update. Todd Stacey, host of Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television, spoke with WBHM's Andrew Yeager.
We had a hearing on the concealed carry bill in a House committee this week. Give us an overview of the arguments.
Sheriffs and police from around the state have opposed this bill. They see the concealed carry permit as a tool for helping protect their officers, knowing who has a permit, who has done a background check to allow them to carry a concealed weapon. When that sheriff or that police officer is making a traffic stop, they really want to know, you know, whether or not that person has passed a background check and all that. On the other side, gun rights advocates, they simply make the argument that this is a Second Amendment thing. There should not be any abridgment of the Second Amendment, and it's not a big deal to take away this permit requirement because the state has already made a database of the people who can't carry weapons. But the concealed carry bill is ready for a House floor vote. When that happens, I couldn't tell you.
Well, one quote jumped out to me in reporting from that committee hearing. It was from Republican Representative Alan Farley of McCalla. He is a retired assistant sheriff, and he noted that the fees from the permits go to sheriff's offices and said, this is his quote, "What we're doing here is defunding the police." And I don't usually think of a Republican accusing other Republicans of defunding the police, but this seems like an interesting bill within GOP circles.
Yeah, that stuck out to me too. Actually, Republicans, supporters of this bill, have used that against law enforcement, saying the only reason why you oppose this bill is because you're basing your budget off of these permit fees. And I think what Mr. Farley was doing was sort of turning that argument around. But it's worth pointing out that this bill has been around for years. The only reason why it has momentum right now is because last year the legislature passed a law creating this database of those who are not allowed to carry weapons. And their argument is that database will be protecting officers way better than this permit list.
Well, also this week, a House committee advanced a bill that requires students in K-12 schools to use the restroom that corresponds to the sex on their birth certificate and not their gender identities. Transgender groups say this is a slap in the face to transgender students. Tell us more about this debate.
The supporters of this bill say it's about safety. They say they want to keep males out of female bathrooms. That's using their words. Obviously, opponents feel very strongly that that's not what it's about at all. They think it's political posturing to the GOP base. More importantly, discriminatory. They call it codifying discrimination and potentially dangerous, risking attacks, risking bullying on transgender youth. So it got through committee. I wasn't surprised to see it get through committee. I'll remind you that last year, the legislature passed and the governor signed into law a bill that would prohibit transgender athletes from playing on sports teams in high school that don't match their biological sex at birth. That's already law. The sense in the statehouse is the bathroom thing goes a little further than the athlete issue, but it's through committee, and that means it could be ready for the Senate floor.
Well, and thinking about this issue, we've seen these so-called bathroom bills prompting lawsuits elsewhere. There was a bathroom bill in North Carolina that led to a boycott of sports events and conventions. Was there any discussion of the potential backlash?
Oh, yes, and that's always been a part of the conversation when these transgender bills come up, is that, you know, you're risking backlash nationally and, of course, always risking being struck down by the courts. And I'll tell you this, that has never really frightened Alabama lawmakers from tackling an issue they feel is important. This is a red meat issue, and it is an election year, so I'm not surprised to see it brought up. At the same time, when it comes down to a session like this where they really don't want to spend too much time in Montgomery, they want to get back home, they want to get the business done, an issue like this can sort of upend a session, cause a lot of train wrecks, and a lot of leaders don't want that. And so it will be interesting to see whether they prioritize this bill, because if they do, you're going to see a lot of filibustering, a lot of debate, to the point where you probably shut down a whole day. And is that worth it, is the question for leadership.
Todd, thanks so much.
Thank you.